are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. How y'all doing? All right. Welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Boy, we had a great first hour. We were talking about mummy feces helping us with obesity. I know. Yeah, that's where healthcare is going, guys. You're going to have to probably have mummy feces. Also talking about the quote-unquote Bible Belt, the states that are more religious, which ones are, right, as it relates to health. That was kind of an interesting topic. I'll try to review some of that stuff. Got a lot of good stuff to talk about today. But this was a sad case. Did you guys hear about this fake 911 call that ended up in a boy dying? Oscar Carrillo called a called 911 and said two young men just robbed him. This was in Pasadena, California, of his computer and backpack, and said that at least one of them had a gun, and it was pointed to the boy's face. So moments later, police get on the scene. They caught up with the two teens they believe were the thieves, okay, and this supposedly happened in an alleyway. One of them, Kendrick McDade, made a move at his waistband. An officer opened fire, killing the student, 19-year-old kid. But he didn't have a weapon on him. So, and they didn't have any of the items that Oscar claimed they stole. So now they're laying part of the blame on this 911 call. Now, I mean, did they get rid of, did they, you know, get rid of the backpack and computer? And they were, or did this kid just decide to call 911 to have the police go after him? Now, they say experts say it's not uncommon for people to exaggerate circumstances. I mean, if this boy was lying, saying there's a gun to his head, then there has to be. Oh, looks like he's now investigated and arrested for involuntary manslaughter. Wow. Okay, you can't mess around. You cannot. I don't know what his motive was, but boy, that's a sad case. I, you know, and it's funny because people. You know, people say, why do they move? When the police say freeze or don't move, why do people move? Well, a lot of times it's a nervous reflex. It's nerves. They could also be, you know, or like you could have involuntary movements with your arm. There's I remember when my mom would yell at me, I'd start to giggle. And I wasn't giggling because I thought it was funny. I was scared because I was going to get a whooping. But it was a nervous reaction. And so I don't know how you handle a situation like this. I don't know what the police should do. But if he's reaching for something on his waist, you know, you're going to get shot. It's just they were probably shocked. If these two kids didn't do anything and all of a sudden they're being held up at gunpoint, there's a chance he could have nervously just moved his arm and ended up getting shot. Just horrible. Horrible. I mean, I wish things like this didn't happen, but I just had to kind of report this. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. You know, speaking of reflexes, you guys heard about that homeless man in Alabama who had picked up a snake that was decapitated by his friend using a machete. He was in this homeless encampment in Alabama, and his friend chopped off the head of the snake. So what he did was he was looking at the snake's mouth, just holding the decapitated head, and I guess he stuck his finger into the mouth of the snake. It caused the snake to bite down. Again, a reflex. It was a poisonous snake. Venom went into the 41-year-old man. He initially refused medical treatment, but then he was like, oh, he started to feel the poison. And I guess they took him to the hospital. The hospital took care of him, of course, uninsured, you know, and people say no access, but he did. He went to the hospital, was treated, was released. He's doing okay, but, you know, don't play around with decapitated snake heads, people, all right? It's still a snake. Even if it's dead, just like with this mummy story where they're trying to find a cure for obesity in mummy's feces because they think the reason why we're all obese now, 3,000 years later, is because of antibiotics in our food. So they're going to look at unantibioticatized gut flora in these mummies, intestines. I got actually kind of sick talking about that. What was I talking about that? Oh, yeah. If it's a dead mummy, don't touch it. Don't start putting your finger into any orifices. Same thing with a snake. Even if you think it's dead because it's only a head, it's only a snake head, just don't stick your finger in any orifices. That's all I'm going to say. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got a lot to talk about today. Looks like 911 dispatchers. Remember I was bringing them up? You know, I said we got a lot of heroes out there. We got our firefighters, we got our police force, got our first responders, etc. 911 dispatchers, we forget about them. I told you guys, don't forget about these guys. Well, they're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. I don't blame them. All right, so we're going to talk about that. Also, I guess teenagers are now abusing another substance in our cabinet, cinnamon. And they're doing something really stupid called the cinnamon challenge. We need to talk about that. We also need to talk about how, I guess, Medicare has been looking at this pay for performance, penalizing for lack of performance with doctors for a while. And it looks like the experiment failed. It doesn't work. All right. Doctors aren't going to do a better job just because they're going to be paid more. And you can't penalize them for outcomes. So we're going to talk about what that was and why, again, it's a stupid idea. Yeah. And that's kind of what they want to do with healthcare reform. And they're already doing that. They're already penalizing doctors for things that happen to patients. And there's only so much we can handle. There's only so much we can. We're not God. We're people. We're man. We're going to do the best we can. And I don't like the idea of thinking you could bribe us or you could penalize us. Medicine's an art. Okay? We're not workhorses. You can't whip us into line. Medicine is an art. And the more you mess with it, the worse we're going to see in terms of patient outcome. All right. And then finally, for those of you that really were scratching your head with this one, if you don't adequately prep your bowel for colonoscopy, you ain't going to get it. And you're going to make the doctor mad, you're going to make the anesthesiologist mad, and you're going to make your boss mad. So we really need to talk about how to adequately prep your bowel for colonoscopy. Yeah. Oh, come on. For some reason, this deems mentioning because people are going in for their colonoscopy, doing it halfway. Yeah, you know? You got to clean it out, otherwise you can't see with the scope. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So another woman started up on a, well, I don't know another woman, but another person looks like started up on an airway, on an airplane. Looks like a U.S. airway flight. A lady has allegedly attacked crew members for refusing her alcohol before she had to be restrained by an off-duty deputy. What is going on these airplanes? We're having flight attendants yelling and screaming, pilots. Yeah, you know, the JetBlue pilot, I still don't understand why they're calling Mr. Osborne's meltdown a panic attack. In the first hour, we talked about what a panic attack is, and many of you who have had panic attacks, you know, panic attacks, you know, you start getting anxious, short of breath, sweaty, nervous. If you're in a car, if you're in a situation, you try to pull over, but you're very aware of the situation. You aren't having delusions of what the situation is. As opposed to the JetBlue pilot a couple days ago, he was screaming about Al-Qaeda, a bomb being on board, September 11th. He was really disassociated with reality. Well, that's a psychotic event. You know, panic attacks don't involve psychosis. Because usually with panic attacks, you know what's going on. Any of you that have had a panic attack, you're nodding right now. You know what's going on. Now, yes, you could be up in a plane, a little nervous about being up in a plane, saying, oh my gosh, are we going to crash? You know, yes, you could be, you know, but you are still cognizant of what your situation is. You're still oriented to time and place. But somebody screaming there's a bomb on board on September 11th and Al-Qaeda, et cetera, and acting erratically, that to me wasn't a panic attack. That was a psychotic event. And so we discussed what could cause psychotic events. new medications, withdrawal of a medication, intoxication. You know, you almost wonder if there's a terrorist behind this, you know, injecting all these people with something so they start acting kooky. But I do not think that was a panic attack, and it'd be nice to know what medicines he was on or if he was intoxicated at the time, because I know many people with panic attacks have been writing me going, Dahlia, look, I've suffered from panic disorder for a while. Is this going to happen to me? And I'm like, you know, if you don't have, you know, a psychotic episode or a psychotic event or something that would precipitate one, then probably not. People with panic disorder usually don't have delusions. And he was delusional. So we just need to find out why this happened and how it could slip through years of being a veteran pilot with the company. So anyway, so what did this woman do? Peggy Albedhadi Sanchez, 50 years old, is accused of kicking, pushing, and spitting at the crew on flight 1697 from Charlotte, North Carolina to Fort Myers, Florida. Three crew members said they were assaulted. Well, what was her problem? She became irate when they refused to serve her alcoholic beverages. Oh, this woman looks like a loon. Oh, look at her. The woman of Union City is accused of breaking an armrest on the plane. What is going on with people? Why are people just going crazy? She was taken to the back of the plane, continued to be combative. I don't know. Maybe there's something in the water in these airports. I have no idea. All right. Well, anyway, she didn't get to stay on the plane from what I understand. Was the plane on air? No, I think it was on during the flight. Wow. They need to have more off-duty deputies around. They really do. You know, it's hard to put medical personnel. You know, every time I go on a flight, I do, you know, let them know because every now and then they're like, doctor, is there a doctor here? Is there a doctor here? So I'm like, just here I am. And I'm kind of really disillusioned how we really don't have a lot of tools on the plane. Yeah, I start to carry some of my own things, you know, that you can get through security, just like, you know, my gloves and my mask and some gauze and things like that, because I got to tell you, things happen on planes a lot more often than you think. And but gosh, when people start to go crazy or berserk, why? You just wonder why. So we still don't have answers. Anyway, so speaking of, let's say, post-traumatic stress disorder, 911 dispatchers are being overlooked and not getting the help that they need. Now, you know, keep in mind, if you're a 911 dispatcher, you are hearing everything. My kid is drowning. My husband just got shot. And you hear these, whenever you hear these 911 tapes, gosh, these people really have it together. They are very calm. I don't know what type of training these guys get, but I think many of us need that because, I mean, we deal with frantic calls all the time, then we start to freak out, right? I mean, boy, they know how to keep their calm and how to calm the caller down. It's a gift, and God bless any of you who are 911 dispatchers, honestly. All right, but it looks like many of them do experience post-traumatic stress disorder, the psychological stress that they get. Now, they say your post-traumatic psychological disorders are usually associated with frontline emergency workers, such as police officers, firefighters, and combat veterans. Now, research is finding that it also occurs in 911 operators. They looked at a survey of 171 emergency dispatchers worked in 24 states. The dispatchers, who were primarily white women, averaging 38 years old, with more than 11 years experience, were questioned about the type of calls and the rates of the type of calls that cause them the most distressed. The unexpected injury or death of a child accounted for 16% of the calls, and that they identified as our worst trauma. I bet, absolutely. Nearly 13% of the worst calls were suicidal callers. About 10% were police officer shootings, and another 10% were unexpected death of an adult. The study authors noted that dispatchers experienced a high level of distress following an average of 32% of potentially traumatic calls. 3.5% of the dispatchers reported symptoms severe enough to be classified as post-traumatic stress disorder. Wow. So again, the results show they need prevention, intervention, support. Absolutely. Absolutely. I tell you, I just don't know how they do it. I could not, you know, I go into work and yes, you know, we deal with cancer diagnoses, we deal with depression, we deal with trauma, rape. I mean, and it does, it wears on you. But every now and then you get a happy call. And, you know, having, or not a happy call. I mean, you have, you know, a happy patient. Somebody say, Dr. Dahlia, wow, you lowered my blood pressure. I'm like, whew, I did. You know, and but so it's not the whole day. You know, when you're a 911 dispatcher, you're not getting calls that are happy, going, hey, how's it going? Hey, what? No, I mean, every call is going to be a negative call, even if it's fake. You know, is your refrigerator running? Well, yes. Well, go catch it. I mean, I'm sure they get stupid calls like that. But other than that, no, nothing fun, nothing jovial. So that's difficult to get up and wake up and do that for 8 to 12 hours. I hand it to them. That's pretty amazing. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also in the news today, it looks like autism rates are now up to 1 in 88. 1 in 88 children now are found to have autism. The number was 1 in 110 a couple years ago. 1 in 88. Now, maybe we're getting better diagnosing it. I don't know. Maybe there's something we're exposed to. You know, they're always trying to look, you know, is there something in utero going on? What is it? I know, you know, we still have people waiting and having children when they're older, but 1 in 88, that's a lot. That is a lot. Many of you know I work with the foundation Fast for Kids, Finding Autistic Solutions for Tomorrow. We raise money for kids and their education because we need to jump on their education as early as possible. And many of these teachers, they don't have time to do one-on-one. And many of these schools don't have funding. And it's no secret. I have four nieces and nephews on the autism spectrum. They're all siblings of each other, two with severe autism, two with Asperger's. And luckily, they live in a city where they're getting excellent education. And so we try to raise money for the educational needs of these kids. If there's anything you guys could do to help, please go to my website and look under charities for Fast for Kids, or even it's on my front page. We're having a big gala April 28th. But that's a lot, people. And, you know, it's interesting because we were talking just a couple days ago about how, you know, many people that are raising autistic children, their incomes are far below what they want them to be because they have to stay home to take care of these kids. It's very difficult to find babysitters or have family members take care of children with autism because they're very difficult to control. They don't engage, albeit they're very intelligent. These kids are extremely intelligent. So many times the parents have to stay home. And the parents stay home, and it's a little ironic because many of these parents are older parents who waited till their careers were secure and they were financially secure to start having kids, and then they end up having a child that's autistic, and they have to stay home with them. We really need to work on this and try to figure out prevention. And I know we already debunked the myth that it was vaccines. We do not believe vaccines have anything to do with it. Although an interesting study came out saying they think that the swine flu causes narcolepsy in children. Apparently there was a Finnish study where many Finnish children from Finland came down with a narcolepsy. You know, excessive sleepiness, episodes of sleep in the middle of the day when they shouldn't be tired. And they think it had to do with the swine flu vaccination that happened 2009-2010. So that's kind of weird. I don't know. But, you know, going back to autism, we don't know why it's so common. You know, I do believe we are going to find more now because we're more aware of it. And we're including people along the autism spectrum, not so much severe, but it could be something we're doing. I don't know, BPA, radiation, I don't know. All right, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Dr. Dahlia's show. All right, I know some of you are like, I don't want to talk about colonoscopies and bowel prep, but this is kind of important. All right, for there to be a headline saying many of you guys are going in with inadequate bowel prep and then having to leave, and I think some of you are still enduring costs, we may want to do this and do this right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia show. Yes, we're talking about the bowels yet again. But it's important. Now, I remember when I was doing colonoscopies and training, it is frustrating. Okay? I mean, when you go in with the scope, you need the colon nice and clean. Now, I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen a colon, but it's really nice and shiny. It's pinkish white. And what's nice about that is polyps can kind of stand out on that background. However, when you have brown clumps from feces from an improperly cleaned out colon, and again, I'm sorry if any of you are eating right now, put your sandwich down, please. It covers up certain parts of the colon. And you don't want anything covered up because the whole purpose of you going through this, and you want to go through it as little as possible, is to have the doctor find any polyps and remove those polyps so they can't turn to cancer. Remember, all colon cancer will start from a polyp, but not all polyps turn to cancer. So if you get rid of the polyp, there's no chance of that sucker ever turning to cancer if it so happens. So if you have stool, many of the doctors, I remember back then, said, to heck with this, I can't do this. You know, again, because they don't want to do an inadequate colonoscopy. They're going to be liable. And you can't clean while you're in there. Okay, this isn't, you know, Roto-Rooter, this isn't a car wash. So it's not like a doctor could flush and then get it out of there. They can't do that. Now, true, in many surgeries, they do have suction. They do have, but have you guys ever tried to suction feces? Have you? Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about, right? It gets stuck. It gets clogged. Right. So we won't clean you out while we're there. So if you are going to finally get your colonoscopy, take the time off work, go through the prep, you need to do it right. Now, I was very fortunate in 2004, I was able to take a prep that was pills. There were pills that were out, but then they were found to cause significant renal injury and they were taken off the market. So many of you have had to drink gallons and gallons of prep. From what I understand, some of the prep has now changed to Colace, Dulcolax, laxatives, stool softeners, and then drinking magnesium citrate to help move the bowels, and it's not gallons and gallons. So it's getting a little easier, but I understand it's really sickening. Some doctors will give you Reglan for nausea. Some will give you Phenergan. Some will say just suck it up, all right? But let me just give you guys some pointers. The one thing that helped me was my doctor told me to go on clear liquids 2 days before, not just one. You know, I decided to peruse different bowel preps. And, you know, depending on the gastroenterology website, some said, all right, start, you know, in the morning the day of, or start 12 noon the day before. I got to tell you, it was a piece of cake for me in terms of the prep and clearing everything out and being nice and shiny and squeaky clean for the colonoscopy, because for 2 days prior, I was on Gatorade, chicken broth, non-color, Jell-O. Don't do red Jell-O. Okay, because you don't want the doctor seeing red in there. Red, some of the polyps are kind of reddish, so you don't want to be, you know, so nothing red. But apple juice, you know, like I said, Gatorade, popsicles. Now, it was difficult because, you know, my staff was sitting there eating Taco Bell, right? And, you know, you could smell the food and all I could eat, you know, to have was the chicken broth. But I got to tell you, for doing that for 2 days prior, it was one of the easiest preps. When I did have to start taking the laxatives, I was done cleaning, finished. You even saw the bubbles in the toilet. By 10 o'clock that night, I was able to go to sleep. I wasn't in the bathroom all night, and I was able to go. And remember, I have bowel problems. I know some of you are like, oh, that wouldn't be me. I am probably the queen of bowel issues, and you all have heard them. All right, please don't make me delineate them again. And it really wasn't that difficult. So now, one of my patients said, her gastroenterologist said, no fresh fruit or vegetables for a week prior. And she said, piece of cake. It was a piece of cake. Now, my only problem is I really want you guys getting in your vitamins. You know, so I don't think I could go a whole week without fruits and vegetables. I don't think many of you could. But I kind of would like to try that the next time around, because, I mean, she made it sound like she had an easier time than I did. And again, you know, the last thing you want to do is take that time off, right? But, you know, go through a horrible night, do it halfway, right? Go, you know, wait the hours or so you have to until it's your turn to get the scope. Go under, only for the doctor to say, I can't do it, not a good enough prep, right? And, you know, every once in a while, you're not going to be 100%. You know, I'll tell you that sometimes you're not going to be 100%, but remember, you know, you want the doctor to go in and see as good as it can. Now, you know, we talked about how often you should get colonoscopies. We used to say every 10 years. And the reason why is the length of time for a cancer tumor to grow in the colon is about 10 years. But then doctors realize, well, what if you miss something? Shouldn't you do one halfway in between? So that's where they came to every 5 years. Now, I know still, depending on where you live in this country, it's either 10 years or 5 years. And, you know, some doctors, especially in the more litigious cities, say we're going to do it every 2 to 3 years. You know, especially if there's any family history. If you have polyps, you're definitely getting them done every 2 to 3 years. But all I'm saying is just, you know, make sure you do it right. I know it's not fun. I know. Look, don't kill the messenger. All right. Okay. So what is going on now with kids? There is something called a cinnamon challenge. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Have you guys heard about this? Oh, these kids are stupid. All right. What they're doing is they go into mommy's or daddy's cupboard. and they grab the cinnamon shaker. Then, I guess, these kids challenge each other to swallow a spoonful of ground or powdered cinnamon without drinking any water. Well, of course, the cinnamon coats and dries the throat and the mouth, causes you to cough, causes you to gag. You inhale then some of the cinnamon, vomit, start to have breathing difficulties because you now have cinnamon into your lungs and sinuses, and, of course, put you at risk for aspiration pneumonia because you're aspirating the cinnamon. For those teenagers that have asthma, this could be extremely risky. Thus far, poison control centers have received almost 140 calls. Why are these kids doing it? Well, probably the internet, I guess, and or maybe they're stupid. I don't know. I was a much smarter teenager. Look, I see teenagers. What's that kid? Is there a child at UCLA? He's 14 years old working on his second degree. Did you guys hear about that? Moshe Calvin, I think his name is. Remember, this kid is smart. He got a degree in math, and now he's going on a second degree. He doesn't know if it's going to be like theoretical physics or astrophysics. Why can't you kids, you know, do something like that? Physics. Do your physics homework, kids. You don't need to be inhaling cinnamon. But no, but it doesn't even give you a high. These kids aren't getting highs. They're just doing it because they're stupid. Another thing is that's really stupid that these kids do, and we talked about this, is and this is to get a buzz, is they soak a tampon in alcohol, and then they insert the tampon vaginally, of course, if they have a vagina, and they get alcoholic intoxication like that. And we talked about last year how these kids pour alcohol into their eyes. Yeah, they pour alcohol into their eyes, vodka. So they get a buzz because the mucous membranes pick it up. I don't know why. Are their lives really that bad? You know, another study came out today saying dating violence is common. All right, we know dating violence is common in the seventh grade. They say 11 to 14-year-olds, 37% surveyed said they had violence, either psychological, physical, sexual violence in a relationship. Seventh grade? Are these kids that bored? Tell your seventh grader no dating. These kids do not need to date in the seventh grade. They're going to be traumatized, abused, raped. This is horrible. All right, we got more to talk about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and of course, follow me on Facebook. I want to give you guys up-to-date medical updates, any news updates as they come in. All right, let's go to some of your emails. Mina from Flagstaff, Arizona writes, Doctor, you talk about how gum disease increases your risk of heart disease. What are signs of gum disease? Oh, great question. Number one would be if they bleed. You know, and it's happened, I think, to a lot of us. You know, we brush our teeth, and then, you know, we spit. And when we spit, it's red, and we're like, uh-oh, we're bleeding somewhere. And you take a look at your gums, and, you know, you'll say, oh, well, I probably brushed too hard. But here's the thing. If your gums are weak or inflamed, and you brush like you're supposed to, whether you may think it's too hard or not, they can bleed. That could be a sign of gum disease. Now, you don't want to overbrush too hard, but you do need to consistently brush and massage those gums. I like those circular electric toothbrushes, and you just, you know, sit there and just work those gums. And again, you don't want to be too rough, but you definitely need to massage those gums. Another sign of gum disease would be, you know, if they hurt. If they're tender, if they're sore, if they're red, swollen. Now, sometimes certain herpes infections could do that. You know, every now and then we'll see a child that'll come in and his gums are completely red and swollen. And it could be because he, you know, drank from another kid's cup, et cetera, and got the herpes type 1 virus. And so that could be an issue. Also, when gums are inflamed or weak, sometimes they'll recede. So not only could gums become swollen, they could recede. And you'll be like, gosh, my teeth look longer, or I'm losing my gum. You know, you don't really want to lose your gums. You don't. Otherwise, you need a periodontist and, you know, doing a gum transplant. So that could be a sign. Of course, you know, if your teeth feel loose, your permanent teeth, you have problems applying your dentures, if you have bad breath, bad taste in your mouth, those could all be signs of gum disease. We're not talking about teeth. We're talking about gum disease. So great question. But, you know, keep in mind, if you're red and they're hurting, et cetera, that's inflammation. And, of course, bacteria cause inflammation. They cause plaque. And that's what goes to the back of your that's what goes into your bloodstream and gets to your heart. So, you know, we want to be aggressive. But, again, my favorite thing is the water pick. I can't tell you how important a water pick is. And, you know, it's cheap and it doesn't hurt. You know, these water picks are good because it gets the food. I mean, we wash our hands. Why don't we wash our gums and our teeth? Well, Dr. Dahlia, when I drink my soda, no, that doesn't count. All right, let's move on. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So what's going on with this pay for performance? Check your radios, people. Pay for performance. It said the pay for performance study from the Medicare pilot program plunged. No, it did not reduce deaths. So basically, the pilot program failed. A large Medicare pilot program that had paid hospitals more if they consistently administered certain medications and vaccinations, provided appropriate counseling for people with heart conditions, hit other quality targets, did not reduce the number of patients who died within 30 days of admission to the hospital. Of course, the results are sobering. They were hoping these pay-for-performance programs with the opposite. Also, doctors getting penalized, which we're seeing with new rules where if patients have to be readmitted, if patients end up having a consequence of something that could have been, quote-unquote, prohibited in the hospital, you're going to see the penalties as well. And I know the government was really looking forward to this. So they could say that this program proves that we need to be involved with hospital care, medical care, and what doctors are doing. And no, it didn't really reduce death. You know, and I'm going to tell you something. You know, having gone through training in the 90s, we didn't do a bad job in the 90s. You know, I know things are different now in 2012, and we have a lot more fancier stuff. But, you know, I think if you have a doctor that's going to put their all into it with the tools that they have, I mean, we've been saving lives for years. You know, people that have come into the hospital in the 1940s still survived. Some of them survived. I mean, it's not like people surviving in the hospital is only a, you know, 2012 thing. You know, when I was working in the ER at Lake Havasu on Valentine's Day, 1999, we had 14 heart attacks. I took 7. The other doctor took the other 7. And knock on wood, they all lived. They all lived. And, you know, yes, we're kind of doing the same protocol that we're doing now. I didn't have CT angiography or anything like that. You know, I had to look at the EKG and I had to look at the patient, you know, as a whole. And, I mean, they all lived. All 14 people, I don't know, Valentine's Day, they had sex in the morning, I don't know. But anyway, 14 people with heart attacks, they all lived. I mean, we did pretty good. We didn't really need the government. I didn't need the government incentivizing me. Say, we're going to pay you more money, Dahlia. No. You know, I took the Hippocratic Oath. I'm going to do the best job I can. I hate how the government makes us doctors look like greedy, money-hungry people. Listen, doctors made a lot of money in the past, especially, you know, especially people on the front line. And what we've learned in the last 30 years is your front-line doctors, your pediatricians, internists, family docs don't. They don't make that much money. But we still are devoting our lives to the field. Why? Well, because that's what we like to do. I like helping make kids better and people better and try to find cancer early and, you know, helping deal with their problems and sewing people up and setting a leg fracture and, you know, popping a dislocated shoulder back into place. I like that stuff. All right. I'm not doing it for money. If I wanted to make money, I wouldn't be in medicine. There's lots of other ways to make money. So, you know, I don't know where this is going to go because I know, you know, Medicare was hoping to do this pay for performance. Why can't I say that? But what's unfortunate is the penalty programs are still going on. There are certain emergency rooms, I know on the West Coast, where doctors are telling me that they are being penalized, and we've talked about this on the show many times, where if they order a test and it ended up being normal, they're going to be penalized. So what that program is trying to do is force a doctor to double think running the test. Now, some of you would be like, well, good, you know, we'll save money in emergency rooms. That'll be nice. But I don't look at it that good. Okay. If I have somebody that has a horrible headache, and I've told you about patients who I didn't expect to bleed, but I was like, I don't know, something's not right. Let me CAT scan them. And they had a bleed in the head. All right. I want to order the CAT scan with not worrying that someone is going to take money away from me wanting to feed my kids. You don't want a doctor second guessing your medical care because of finances. And you also don't want a doctor, if they are ordering a test, crossing their fingers and praying that something does show up so that they don't get dung and penalized. All right. You want the doctor, you know, doing the dance that everything's normal and happy. You don't want the doctor in the position where they have to work against you. And unfortunately, these emergency room doctors are saying they are really getting heat by their hospitals for ordering tests that end up coming back normal. And I don't like the way that's going with medicine because, again, it's all instinct. You know, if you and I'm going to tell you, yes, I've ordered lots of tests that came back normal. Absolutely. But I've also ordered lots of tests that most people wouldn't have. And I found something wrong. And I've talked about those cases. And I'm not telling you those because I think I'm a wonderful doctor. I've ordered normal tests, tests that have come up normal. But realize if I didn't and something was wrong, I couldn't practice. And if I didn't and something was wrong, the person could be dead. So, you know, it's I'm kind of relieved that they aren't going to move forward. I'm hoping they're not going to move forward with this paper for performance because I don't want pain. I don't want anybody reimbursing me more because the patient is doing well because you're going to have sick people. And you also don't want doctors discriminating against the type of patients I get. Otherwise, doctors are going to say, oh, no, don't give me the sick patients. I'll get penalized. I want to make money. It's stupid. It's a stupid program. All right, guys, great show. Please stay tuned with us tomorrow. Can't wait to talk to you. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.